it's pretty shocking. We found that there are about 2,000 House staffers overall that are making six figures, and a number, at least 40 of them, are making as much as $172,000 a year. And that's about as much as, you know, an upper-level member of Congress would be paid. So, you know, it is fairly striking because, you know, most people think of congressional staffers, especially on the House side, as not making very much money. But these numbers show a very different story.
Is this a lot of them? Is this a small percentage?
I mean, we're looking at a pretty decent chunk because I believe on the House side, there's about 10,000 people working if you're looking at just the staff. So, I mean, you're talking about a fairly large percentage there if, you know, about 2,000 are making six figures.
Now, I know starting salaries on the Hill are renowned for not being great.
That's right. You know, if you're starting in a congressional office, especially in a personal office as, you know, for instance, a scheduler or a legislative aide, I mean, you could expect to make as little as $30,000 a year. Some are paid even less than that. And, you know, in Washington, D.C., where rent prices are pretty high, groceries are expensive, that's really not very much to live on. And that's kind of, you know, the standing understanding with people who work on the Hill is that it really is a labor of love. You know, but again, this data kind of shows that some people are living quite comfortably while having careers on the Hill.
Now, were you able to talk to the folks on the Hill and find out why there is this disparity in salaries?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few reasons. One is that the high salaries are largely going to people who have PhDs, who have law degrees. You know, each office needs to have a lawyer on hand to help to put together legislation. You know, there are a number of high-paid economists working in the Congressional Budget Office. So they have to be paid a salary that will at least retain them. In a number of cases, some of these people could be easily working in the private sector for quite a bit more money, but, you know, as kind of a labor of love, they've decided to work on the Hill. One of the other reasons there's a big difference is because committee staffers are often paid significantly more money than personal office staffers. And, you know, that's also where we're largely seeing the disparity. Some of the people that are making six figures are working for two committees at once, you know, if they're a shared employee or they're working for a committee and a personal office. So that also contributes to the income.
And if you think about $172,000, I mean, outside the Beltway, that's a lot of money, but if you consider the cost of housing in D.C., and if you consider most of those folks are lawyers, if you were a lawyer and only making $172,000, people would say, well, how's that work?
Right, exactly. You know, just talking to some of these people, you know, a number of them, especially younger ones, are still trying to pay off their bills from law school.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's $172,000 a year isn't quite cutting it for them. So, you know, it is kind of an interesting issue.
Did you find it also dependent on which party was in control, or does that even matter?
No, that really doesn't seem to matter. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the day, leadership offices, whether you're in the minority or the majority, are both going to need, you know, highly paid, well-trained staff. You know, we really didn't notice any difference as far as that goes. So, yeah, I would say no.
But it did show an increase of nearly 39% in the past 4 years of those top percentage earners.
That's right. So, interestingly enough, over time, there have been more congressional staffers on the House side earning more money. More of them are earning six figures. And that's kind of striking, and it probably means one of two things. It means that, you know, staffers are now able to go online and see what other people in their positions are making in other offices. And also, you know, just the cost of living is going up. It costs more to retain people, and I think more offices are realizing in order to hold staff in positions, they've got to pay them a little more.
Are you seeing any, I mean, I know this story particularly didn't look at the Senate side, but is it comparable?
You know, that's something we're still waiting to find out. You know, the Senate, their most recent salary information should be coming out at some point this summer. The House is just on a different filing schedule, so that's why we only looked at the House numbers this time. But we should have an answer this summer, and I think it'll be very interesting to see. We actually suspect that the Senate staffers are being paid even a little bit more, just because that's, you know, often the the chamber of Congress that does pay slightly better. You have a little more cash within each individual office to hire more people or to give people, you know, bigger salaries.
Fill me in on something I simply don't know. If you are working on the House side, if you're a congressional staffer, is that your one and only job, or do you often have a fallback position like an attorney or a paralegal or something else that you might be able to have on the side, or is it all consuming and you just have the one gig?
I mean, for most of the staffers I speak with and I, you know, visit with people on a daily basis, I have never come across anyone that's been able to have a job on the side. I mean, working on the Hill is truly a completely time-consuming job. Many of these people, you know, during the healthcare debates, were working 80, even 100-hour work weeks. You know, there really is no time, and that's, you know, kind of why it is a labor of love. You know, you really are going to be there probably 12 hours a day, and, you know, if you even have time on the weekend to do your laundry, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of a benefit for you. So, yeah, I don't know anyone who's been able to take on freelancing or anything else.